live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Akila Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a multi-billion euro social welfare package to deal with the coronavirus has been approved by the Senedd. The Taoiseach says intensive care units could be at capacity within days. Three more people have died in the north due to the coronavirus, bringing the total there to 13. And a man remains in custody after being charged with two counts of attempted grievous bodily harm after intentionally coughing at two police officers in Derry, having previously stated that he was experiencing symptoms of COVID-19. Those stories do follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly, followed by Nuked with Colm Ferrisher. First in news, a multi-billion euro social welfare package to deal with the coronavirus has been approved by the Senedd. The omnibus bill would usually take weeks to approve, but passed through the Dáil and Senedd in just 2 days. It also outlaws rent increases and evictions for the next 3 months. It's the final act of the Senedd ahead of the elections next week. The bill now goes to the President for his signature. During the debate, Taoiseach Simon Coveney said it's essential politicians work together to tackle this crisis.
The provisions before you could never have been imagined as necessary even a few months ago. Who could have predicted that we would be challenged to legislate in the face of a global pandemic that is sweeping the world and killing tens of thousands of people? Yesterday, Ireland lost 10 people. It was by far the darkest day of this emergency so far for us.
Meanwhile, the Taoiseach says intensive care units could be at capacity within days. There are currently 1,800 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the Republic and 47 people receiving ICU treatment. Leo Radker says an unprecedented effort is ongoing by the health service to find extra capacity and more ventilators. But he's concerned ICU units will come under increasing pressure as more people are diagnosed with coronavirus.
As things stand, we have empty beds in our ICUs, which is unusual. Actually, usually in Ireland, our ICUs are full at the moment. We have spare capacity in our ICUs, but just the way things are heading would indicate that our ICUs will be at capacity within a few days. That's already the case across Europe. It looks like it may happen here. So we need to plan for that.
Three more people have died in the north due to the coronavirus, bringing the total there to 13. The Public Health Agency says 34 more people have tested positive for the virus, a total of 275. These latest figures have led to calls from Belfast GPs for a complete lockdown to try to manage the pandemic. Boris Johnson says he will continue to lead the government's response to coronavirus via video conferencing. It's after he tested positive for COVID-19. The Prime Minister says he developed mild symptoms over the last 24 hours.
I've developed mild symptoms of the coronavirus, that's to say a temperature and a persistent cough. And on the advice of the Chief Medical Officer, I've taken a test that has come out positive, so I am working from home, I'm self-isolating, and that's entirely the right thing to do, but be in no doubt that I can continue, thanks to the wizardry of modern technology, to communicate with all my top team to lead the national fight back against coronavirus.
The UK Health Secretary Matt Hancock has also confirmed he's tested positive for coronavirus. He's encouraging people to stay at home.
From next Thursday, once I'm out of self-isolation, and I hope with no more symptoms, then I'll be able to get back stuck in and into the office where necessary. But the truth is that all of us can learn that working from home can be really, really effective.
Elsewhere, 919 people have died from coronavirus in Italy in the last 24 hours, the highest ever daily death toll. There have now been more than 9,000 fatalities in the country and more than 80,000 have been infected with COVID-19. Authorities believe the epidemic could peak in the next few days, but they have warned that the crisis is far from over. Meanwhile, a COVID-19 test centre has opened today at O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny. The centre will operate on a drive-through basis. In the interim, St Connell's Hospital will continue to operate as a test centre. The HSE has also confirmed that the Lakeside Centre Ballyshannon is being developed as a drive-through test centre by today. Testing will be targeted to those in an at-risk group or those with a high risk of exposure to COVID-19 who also have symptoms of fever and at least one other sign such as a cough, shortness of breath or sore throat. People with testing appointments booked for today are advised to attend. The testing centre and healthcare workers with a confirmed appointment should attend regardless of the date. Donegal County Council is temporarily suspending its over-the-counter motor tax service as of close of business this evening. The Council's COVID-19 crisis management team has decided that the motor tax service will not be available across the counters at each of the Council's public service centres and Lifford as part of measures to slow the spread of the virus. Customers can, however, continue to avail of motor tax services online or by post to Letterkenny Public Services Centre or via a dropbox for applications which will be available in each public service centre at Three Rivers Centre, Lifford. Councillor Liam Blaney, however, believes this does not go far enough. He's calling on the management of Donegal County Council to consider taking similar action with other council divisions.
I welcome, first of all, the decision to close the motor tax, because I do believe that with the system set up there with the online, people can get it done online, and I think there may be people that can't use the online service, but I'm quite sure they will know of somebody that will be able to do it for them. Now, I don't think it has gone far enough. As far as the safety of the staff is concerned, there's other services there that I believe can be done over the phone, and possibly an emergency place set up that if somebody does have to come in very urgently and do have to meet staff face to face, that can be organised very simply. But, you know, as far as I think maybe it's one of the main things that's taking people into the council staff at the moment is the council tenants looking for reassessed that they've lost jobs so that the rent can be cut. And I believe that can be done over the phone. They either download the forms online, they can make a phone call into the staff. The staff still will be in the offices. It's been sent out by post them. It can be posted back into them again. I think there's far too many people going in to the county council offices and the public service centres with the pandemic that we have at the minute. I do fear for the safety of the staff there. And I'm calling on management. And even if they have to get directions from the government nationally, I think we should take a lead on it, because people's health and people's well-being is far more important than waiting on somebody to make an announcement that doesn't know exactly what's happening on the ground.
Do you think during this pandemic that all council services offered within the council offices should be closed temporarily?
I do believe that if there's emergency cases that has to be dealt with, they can make a phone call in. Something can be arranged where they can come in and meet the staff and discuss it with them. But I think that for doors to be open, the public come in as it suits them, and talking to the staff themselves, especially for rent assessments again, has got very, very busy, and they're even fearful themselves.
A Midlands Northwest MEP believes the EU needs to step aside and allow government's work to deal with the current crisis at a more localised level. Chris McManus believes Ireland will not gain much from the EU COVID-19 fund. The country is expected to only get €3 million from the fund, worth a possible €65 billion. He says in these unprecedented times, the rulebook needs to be thrown out.
This is, as Angela Merkel herself said, is probably the greatest crisis facing this region since the Second World War. And it's unprecedented. The rule book needs to be thrown out. Basically, what the EU structure should be doing is stepping to one side, giving practical assistance where possible, but stepping to one side and allowing state and national parliaments and governments to do what they need to do at a more localised level, because it's very hard to try and have one rule for all for basically a structure that has over 500 million people. So it would just make more sense to throw the rule book to one side. These are extraordinary times. Let governments like the Dublin government do what they need to do, because they're close to the ground. They know what's needed at a very localised sense. So to that extent, the EU should give practical assistance, but should also step aside and allow that freedom. Obviously, the ECB, 750 billion that has been earmarked is to be most welcome. And obviously, we would hope that that would be allocated on a more pro rata basis, unlike this crisis fund or some other mechanism, so that Ireland will get an equitable access to that funding. So, yeah, we will then need the likes of the ECB and EU structures to step up. But at this time, during the immediate crisis, we need them to maybe step aside and give countries their own space, or member nations their own space, to be able to do as they see. But yes, there will be a time for the European Union to step up. And obviously, we in Ireland, who've always played a relatively positive role in within the EU structures, will be hoping that we will get every assistance possible.
Insurance providers are facing mounting pressure, to be fair, in their treatment of business customers who have infectious disease cover and have been forced to close due to the ongoing COVID-19 emergency. Many businesses have been left in limbo after adhering to the government's directive to close and are now being told they will not be covered for interruption to their business despite having adequate cover. South Donegal Deputy Mark McSharry is calling now on the Finance Minister to intervene.
Here in the North West in particular, tourism is vital to our economy, and while all providers have played ball and put on the green jersey and joined the national effort to fight this disease in a responsible manner, I don't believe the insurance companies are doing the same to match that. Even the Minister for Finance was prepared to admit that many businesses who may have covering disruption to business due to general infectious disease, they have a case. And I think we're all appalled to see that even in those instances, granted, not everybody has such a clause, but some do, that the insurance companies seem to be refusing to play ball. So I'm calling on them to play fair, to engage with all policyholders and try and explore mechanisms so that they can provide financial funds. As I said, all businesses paid their premium in good faith for when issues like this arise, and I think that they're entitled to some recourse for them. If this doesn't happen, I'm calling on the Minister for Finance to engage with Insurance Ireland and all insurance providers, because this is an industry that accounts for 180,000 of our employees, obviously most of which are out of work at the moment, but we hope that when the crisis is over that they'll be back leading the economic recovery as tourism can, and it's responsible for about 6 to 8 billion in tax revenues. And in order to ensure that these businesses can kick off again when we get through this crisis, they're going to need some support. That's what they've been paying insurance premium for, and I think insurance companies must be seen to also put on the green jersey in the way that everybody else has.
And as you say, the reality is that those who have been paying their cover and have had this adequate cover for infectious diseases may not reopen again if this doesn't pay out.
This is the worry that we have. We can't have a situation that when insurance companies, when the sun is shining, they hand out umbrellas, and when there's a problem, they look for them back. It's simply not sustainable. That's why we all pay insurance. They can do more than they're doing. As things stand, they're doing nothing.
The grounds of the Royal Hospital Kilmainham in Dublin have been identified as the location for a temporary mortuary. In a statement, the Irish Museum of Modern Art says it's determined to assist with a national effort to deal with COVID-19 following a request for the use of the grounds for the construction of the facility. It says it's a reminder of the seriousness of the situation, but that the dignity and solemn beauty of the grounds is appropriate. The Communications Minister has announced funding of €2.5 million for the commercial independent radio sector. Richard Bruton says local and independent radio stations have a crucial role to play in responding to the COVID-19 pandemic. It's after he announced earlier this week the broadcasting levy payable by the radio sector would be waived for the first 6 months of the year, saving local radio and independent stations around €1 million. A man remains in custody after being charged with two counts of attempted grievous bodily harm after intentionally coughing at two police officers in Derry, having previously stated that he was experiencing symptoms of COVID-19. The 33-year-old was initially arrested following a crash in the city yesterday evening. Donal Kavanagh has more.
Police investigating a road traffic collision in Derry yesterday evening have arrested a 33-year-old man. Police received a report of the collision at the Creggan Heights roundabout just after 6:45. They attended the scene to find three damaged cars, with one female passenger taken to hospital for treatment to her injuries. The man was arrested on suspicion of a number of driving-related offences, including driving with excess alcohol and causing grievous bodily injury by driving carelessly when unfit. Inspector Spence says while en route to custody, he was further arrested for assault on police. The suspect is then reported to have intentionally coughed in the direction of two constables travelling in the same vehicle, having previously stated he was experiencing symptoms of COVID-19. He was subsequently further arrested on two counts of attempted grievous bodily harm with intent. He remains in custody. Police are appealing to anyone who witnessed the collision or who may have dash cam footage to come forward.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by michaelmurphysports.ie. With the new loyalty scheme, Cash for Clubs, every time you shop online, you'll be helping your club build points to get new gear, clubwear, accessories and discounts.
At 16 minutes past five, it's time for the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. James McLean has been fined 2 weeks' wages by his club Stoke City for a social media post. The Republic of Ireland international has deleted his Instagram account and apologised unreservedly for his actions. The Derry man was pictured wearing a balaclava, saying he was giving a history lesson to his children. Stoke say the 30-year-old now realises the post was ill-advised and offensive. The PFA are holding more talks today about the financial implications of coronavirus on sport, and in particular, the Premier League. Chief Executive Gordon Taylor has indicated they're looking at a further emergency fund to help those in the lower leagues affected by football's shutdown. The PFA originally spoke with the Premier League and English Football League on Monday. Two Donegal Olympians have been speaking about the impact of the coronavirus crisis and that it's having on their training, and in particular, their Olympic preparations. Rafo-based badminton champion Chloe McGee says the crisis has severely disrupted her training. In particular, she says qualifying for the Tokyo Olympics has been thrown into disarray.
It's hard because I do a lot of my training on court and in badminton halls and in different sports centres, so they're all closed right now, so that's pretty difficult, but I think it's about finding different ways, and you know, we all do physical as well, and it's something that we don't enjoy as much as the badminton, so it's about finding different ways to keep ourselves active, and at the minute it's just about, you know, taking it one day at a time and trying to get out there and keep ourselves fit and healthy during this crazy time. Sam and myself actually hadn't finished qualifying, so our qualifying was stopped like 4 months short, and that's really difficult because we're kind of in the middle of it and we weren't qualified yet, so we still needed to get like two or three more results. So now we had to stop halfway, and there's no decision as to how they're going to do the last 3 or 4 months, or if they're going to do it, if they're going to, you know, what tournaments it's going to be. So it's going to be really difficult. It means if those tournaments are going to be in Asia, if they're going to be in Europe, it's a big difference. And now we're just kind of all waiting for these decisions to be made.
Well, Walker Brendan Boyce was to have flown to a training camp in Spain tomorrow, but instead he is at home in Cork and will remain there for the moment. He says he is lucky in that he doesn't require access to gyms and other facilities and can continue to do his training on the road.
I'm quite lucky that most of my training is outdoors on the road. We don't really use facilities, maybe the gym a couple of times a week, but yeah, the general plan for training is not really affected too much, so we're trying to keep to the routine at the minute, and I guess we were hoping to race in May. There was a World Cup in Belarus, and obviously that's gone as well, so we're going to try and maybe simulate some kind of a time trial in the start of May, and hopefully some point in May then we might have clarity if the rest of the season is going to be completely gone, or there might be some races in the autumn or something. So we're trying to stay positive and stay training at the minute.
In golf, US Open organisers are hopeful of staging this year's tournament later in the year. The New York Post claims that the June tournament is set to become the third major of the year, displaced by the coronavirus. The Masters and USPGA have already been postponed, while the RNA are continuing to monitor the situation in regards to this year's Open. A USGA source told the Post that this year's US Open will still be held at Winged Foot. New York's been hit by 30,000 cases of coronavirus and 400 have died in the city, with the peak not expected to hit for several more weeks. Katie Taylor's fight with Amanda Serrano is close to being postponed. Promoter Eddie Hearn has indicated that all three of his slated cards for the month of May are likely to be deferred. Taylor's due to face Serrano in Manchester on May 2nd on a card headlined by Dylan White and Alexander Pofikin. Three of Athletic's Diamond League meetings scheduled for May have been postponed. The events in Stockholm, Naples, Rome and Rabat have followed Qatar and China and been cancelled. Organisers are attempting to reschedule the calendar and say they remain committed to ensuring athletes can compete this year. Finally, American football's 2020 NFL draft is to go ahead next month, but players, fans and media will not be present due to the pandemic. Interviews will take place via video conference. That's it from the sports desk for today. Enjoy the rest of your Friday and indeed the weekend ahead.
Thanks, Aisin. And returning to some news, public transport will run at 80% of normal services from next week as part of measures to deal with the spread of the coronavirus. Irish Rail will operate a revised timetable from Monday. A new schedule will be in place for Dublin Bus, Go Ahead Ireland and Bus Éireann from Wednesday. Some routes, however, will get additional services to maintain social distancing. Anne Graham, CEO of the National Transport Authority, explains.
We've carefully looked at what the carrying numbers, what passenger numbers are using all our services. Just carried out a recent survey yesterday to see what numbers are travelling, even following the government recent government announcements. And we're confident that with the reduction in services and the fleet availability, we will have enough fleet available to ensure that social distancing can be maintained.
Gardaí have recovered €17,800 worth of stolen property after searches in Sligo, Leitrim and North Mayo. They carried out an operation targeting the theft of property from commercial properties on Wednesday. It's after more than €23,000 worth of tools and equipment were stolen from four separate businesses in the region between Monday and Wednesday. Gardaí foiled people engaged in criminal activities in a remote location in County Sligo. They also seized two cars along with electronic equipment. Justia patients were waiting on hospital trolleys in the country's emergency departments today. Four of them were in University Hospital Kerry, according to the figures from the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation. There were no patients waiting on a bed at Letterkenny University Hospital this morning. It's the lowest figure recorded since the INMO started compiling the numbers in 2004. And Daniel O'Donnell is urging people to make a donation to the Irish Cancer Society on Daffodil Day. The society was forced to cancel its street collections and fundraising events due to be held today because of the coronavirus. Instead, people can make a donation online or through their phone to support the charity, which would usually raise €4 million from Daffodil Day. The singer says this money helps the Irish Cancer Society to provide vital supports, and he's urging people to support it in other ways.
This is Daffodil Day. And it's not happening the way that it always did, but people can go online and donate. And, you know, just we are consumed with the virus, and rightly so, but there are thousands of people who are getting cancer treatment today that really need the support that the Daffodil Day would get ordinarily.
Weather now dry and sunny in most parts for the rest of today. Dry with clear spells tonight with lowest temperatures of 3 to 6 degrees and a moderate northeasterly breeze. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, a multi-billion euro social welfare package to deal with the coronavirus has been approved by the Shannon. The omnibus bill would usually take weeks to approve but passed through the Dáil and Shannon in just 2 days. It also outlaws rent increases and evictions for the next 3 months. Three more people have died in the north due to the coronavirus, bringing the total there to 13. The Public Health Agency says 34 more people have tested positive for the virus, a total now of 275. A COVID-19 test centre has opened today at O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny. The centre will operate on a drive-through basis. In the interim, the HSE says St Connell's Hospital Letterkenny will continue to operate as a test centre. The HSE has also confirmed that the Lakeside Centre in Ballyshannon is being developed as a drive-through test centre by today. And a Midlands Northwest MEP believes the EU needs to step aside and allow government's work to deal with the current crisis at a more localised level. Chris McManus says in these unprecedented times, the rulebook needs to be thrown out. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
Shower Mahasa Column, Ferret, and Shawlin, the Priest Guilty, Air Highland Radio. Tarachis takiokta eshihe egusurus negeltakta con emni okoj client colacti august pobble negeltakta the wars and major winnin lishan gear came COVID an ejeg a cansu. Major lishan ratches to came in a toka eg an udurus chonachers negar came ergonohi august fobble negeltakta a ahinch august dunninglak low comai augustus fager. Janter curtius flan olus august takiokta. A hogan fuin the funchy arrogage, August a corlioracta ata foil. Janter Cursius Saflan Comai erin troor ata toca de agriacti farbraha pobble. Throra has slancha pobli alan and chigoni. Tanua honru realta janta erin flan con an colia august and tolus is gerani ave foil. Janter taggers comai shrev shaharave duchlana august egentacta ata eg bunch la cursi tradala fuilahar. Colacti ata eg stopu ug tradal fai trevsha con cle la cursi slancha august sawaltacta. August na colacti fod fad na geltacta ag tug torch anaya na constacti august jacracti ag ta cruhihe ag COVID an ijeg in ahers garage. Tug tur ard walu da colacti ata codju leis an tervish slancha trij ahru a yenif haragi saku con ashina da churami his slancha a curr foil. Tarachus janta comai fui hokrihe ibre faras negeliga major le COVID an ijeg agus tatrorihe an realtas korhi ivaimaku leshen kuig offig lonihe harter and cheers dredgte one shalada gome jeru leshen egendal a winnens leshen ger kim becrinihe ibre anagru frij sokrihe fish kohala linia agus guhan agus ta sokrihe korhe ivaim lena kentu gome agriakti foil. A god ag foil a god muinihe go lua le taku lo idir seo agus jaru mi valtanya. Agus tan arish loar epic foilinish da galti oga ata ag stadger sawala cludian an arish loar misul topiki nos cursi raha cursi sports agus oliacht falsi tasha falsi agan chorlia adjahas gaelige agus gaeltachta sta epic foilinish linia siran ashke agan siv Cog Bunk IE. Shimma Hodge Eligalair, Slanagus Bannett.
The obituary notices for this Friday evening, March the 27th. The death has taken place of Charles Turish Ballybowes Creaslaw and formerly of White Cross Raphoe. In compliance with HSE and government guidelines, wake, funeral and burial are strictly private to family. The death has occurred in London of Winifred Howson, née O'Donnell, London, and formerly Lower Crickenmore. Remains are reposing in Lower Crickenmore. Wake and funeral, as per HSE and government guidelines, is strictly private to family. The death has occurred of Kathleen Wilson, née McHugh, 204 Ardbeathen, St Johnston, reposing at her late residence. In compliance with HSE and government guidelines, the wake, funeral and burial will be strictly private to family. Family flowers only, donations if desired, directly to the Donegal Hospice. The death has taken place of Dimpna Devine, née Caldwell, 2 Silver Hill Road, Strabane. In accordance with guidelines, the house and funeral mass will be limited to family and close friends only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Macmillan Cancer Support, Kev Quigley Funeral Directors. The funeral mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam, lekpatrickparish.com/webtv.htm. The death has occurred of Mary Hegarty, Roncalli, College Farm Road, Letterkenny, née Mullen, Athy, County Kildare. Remains are reposing at her home. In compliance with current HSE and government guidelines, wake and funeral are restricted to immediate family only, please. Family flowers only, donations to the Donegal Hospice, care of Pascal Blake, Funeral Director. Funeral mass can be viewed from St Junan's Cathedral's online streaming service by using the following link, churchservices.tv/Letterkenny. And the death has occurred of Mary Quigg, Derry Reel, Falkara. Remains are reposing at her late residence. In compliance with current HSE and government guidelines, wake and funeral are restricted to immediate family only, please. Memorial mass will take place at a later date.